On Tuesday, Wyoming will vote to send two women to Congress. Former Republican Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis is running against UW Professor Mirav Ben-David for the U.S. Senate seat. The two differ on almost everything, especially when it comes to health care, climate change, and the future of Wyoming's economy. On the House side, two-term U.S. Representative Liz Cheney is facing off against Democrat Lynette Grable, who is the first known Native American to seek a Wyoming congressional seat. Grable has enjoyed her time in the limelight to target some key issues.
Yes, it gives me the opportunity to push out issues that I feel like a lot of people who live in disadvantaged or even poor communities face.
Lynette Grable has devoted her career to dealing with issues ranging from poverty to building communities, and lately missing and murdered indigenous women. In fact, during a recent debate, she chided Liz Cheney for opposing the Violence Against Women Act, which led to a post-debate discussion between the two. Liz Cheney currently ranks third in House Republican leadership. She's used the campaign to tell Wyoming businesses that she's planning on supporting more COVID-19 aid, but sometimes it's harder than it looks.
We need to make sure we're providing, you know, continued resources, but they need to be targeted. They need to be responsible. We need to make sure that we're not just going down the path of agreeing to what we've seen Speaker Pelosi and the House Democrats try to pass, which includes a lot of funding that's completely unrelated to COVID.
Cheney says that includes efforts that range from supporting the Kennedy Center to impacting voting. She says Wyoming has received millions in federal aid, but she also understands the concern and frustration many continue to feel. Grable remembers working hard to help people during the major recession that recently occurred and favors a targeted plan that doesn't just provide aid.
Now, also looking at our unemployment, how can we stop our unemployment rate from continuing to rise? How do we look at, you know, ensuring that American people are not being not only evicted, but possibly losing their mortgages yet again? And then also food security.
On the topic of health care, both Cheney and Grable know that the Affordable Care Act will be back on the table after the election, especially since the future of the ACA could be decided by the courts. For Cheney, her first priority would be to keep the country from moving to a Medicare for All model. She also stresses that she and other Republicans are supporters of protecting those with pre-existing conditions. Since the ACA reforms have not gone far, Cheney has tried approaches by getting legislation passed to expand telehealth.
Make sure that people can get access to their doctors, recognizing that in many, many instances, you know, on top of the long distances and the challenges with weather and everything else that people across the state face, now you've got COVID in the mix. And so making sure people can continue to see their physicians and to do it, through telehealth.
Cheney says addressing drug pricing, overall price transparency, and access to COVID treatments are a focus of hers. Grable says she's nervous about those plans to shift away from the Affordable Care Act into something else, mainly because of the pre-existing condition issue. But she says the cost of the insurance is the number one complaint she hears. She says she hears stories of some who got subsidies that got taken away. In fact, this happened to a friend of hers.
From like $200 and something to $600 and something. And even though she got a raise, she didn't make enough money to afford insurance on her own, because that was, if she got it on her own, it would be $800.
Grable says the focus should be on making the Affordable Care Act actually affordable. Grable and Cheney say there is a lot to do in this area, but it might be that they'll have to focus on small solutions. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.